Yes.
I really find myself curious about the role of emotion. We talk about passion, we talk about ceasing,
mm-hmm.
and we talk about these more as either physical or mental experiences. But there's also, you talked earlier, I think, in the beginning about dropping into the heart, didn't you?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
So, what is your view of how that, I mean, all phenomena arise and cease, right?
Right.
Including emotion.
Yeah.
Things that we can share in a positive manner.
Mm-hmm.
What is your view of that?
Well, I mean, of course, the question is around emotion in terms of, what's the role of, I guess, what's the role of emotion in our practice? And faith or confidence is an emotion. Happiness and well-being is an emotion. Kindness and generosity are emotions.
Compassion
is an emotion. So that these are, the Buddha is encouraging us to cultivate these wholesome, skillful emotions. And even when you think in terms of when the Buddha points to the Four Noble Truths as a structure, he says, be aware of suffering, cause of suffering, cessation of suffering, path leading to cessation of suffering. It's a lot of that is because we're motivated to try to do something about emotion, in that emotion of unsatisfactoriness or suffering. It could just as easily be structured, the happiness, cause of happiness, the cessation of happiness, path leading to happiness or the arising of, so that but it's cast in a more of a, let's say, the via negativa, because we tend to be more motivated to pay attention to it, and we tend to be satisfied with the emotion of happiness or well-being. We tend to be content with that, whereas you have to be nuts to be content with suffering and